I'm sitting in front of two pieces of art that I've made over the course of the past month or so. One uses various pieces of bendable metal, the other is broken glass with clear acrylic pointed into a square mold. I put metal into the mold as the acrylic was hardening so that the cube has legs to stand on. What I'm particularly fascinated with is how different these objects look to my eyes when compared to when I capture them as a digital image or with digital video. Right now I'm in my home, sitting at a desk where I work. The desk is white. There's a large window in front of me which faces to the east. I'm on an upper floor of a high-rise apartment. I can see pretty far into the distance because the weather is clear today. It's windy. It is midday, so the sun is shining slightly into the window, enough to light the two pieces of artwork that I'm describing in a very specific way. In an hour, the lighting will change and the art pieces will be lit differently. In 2 hours, another change. In 3, the sun will begin to set. In 4 hours, it'll be dark. It is the winter because the sun does not stay out long. The first piece I would like to describe is comprised of several short twists of metal. There are 4 pieces of metal situated in a sort of geometric pattern on my white desk. Each piece is about 6 to 8 inches high. They're not very wide. The sunlight from the window captures a part of each of the metal. Each piece of metal casts a very gentle, almost imperceptible shadow onto my desk. The shadow is almost unnoticeable. I describe the shadows because those shadows become very important later. I'm looking at the same short twists of metal, but it's now later in the same day. The sun is set, there are several tall buildings outside of the window that are lit quite spectacularly. I don't think the light from those buildings affects how these objects look, at least to me. I close the window shade and turn on a desk lamp on my desk. The lamp casts a very strong light onto one side of each of these metal objects. The metal objects each cast a very long, distinct shadow on the desk. I reach for my digital camera and capture an image of this scene. My white desk creates a white background of this image. It's quite striking. The metal objects appear to be following a Z-axis, as if they are coming towards me. Each shadow of the metal object appears to be tied to another object or to flow off-screen. It is difficult sometimes to tell where the shadows end and where the metal objects begin. I have no sense of scale of these objects. They could be enormous or extremely small. I really can't tell by this image. With my digital camera, I'm able to adjust lighting and color settings even more, but I don't really. I believe this is called, in the social media world, #nofilter. I'm really stunned by the scene I've captured. It looks absolutely nothing like what is sitting on my desk. The second piece I'd like to describe is a small acrylic cube, probably 3 inches square. As I'm looking at it now, it is midday. The cube is situated in the same room as the desk I have previously described, but it's sitting on a short table in front of a white wall. It is lit by sunlight coming from a large window close nearby. The cube has a good amount of glass shards frozen into it. The glass comes from a pulverized bottle of Topo Chico. When I look closely at the cube, the light shining through it is captured by the shards. It looks kind of like a kaleidoscope. There's some pretty interesting reflections. As the cube was hardening, I put 4 pieces of short metal into it about 10 inches long. Once the cube was removed from the mold, it had legs. This becomes important later. I went to capture a digital image of the cube on this small white table against a white wall. The image was taken around mid-afternoon. I was surprised that the image depicts this cube as having a soft green hue, almost like a piece of jade. In this image, you could definitely tell that each metal leg is not the same length. It almost looks like an ancient piece of glass. Thank you. I wanted to see a different light source through this cube. I'm treating the cube more like a prism now. To make this different light source, I construct a 4-image sequence with my computer and play the sequence at a ridiculous speed. My computer can't keep up with what I've asked it to do, but it does its best. The resulting light source is colorful, an intense strobe. I take my cube, prism, computer, and small footstool into the bathroom and turn off all the lights. I set the computer on the floor, set the footstool in front of the computer. I set the cube prism on top of the footstool. I lay on the floor in front of the cube prism. The cube prism catches the computer light source in a really fascinating way. I take my digital camera, switch it to video mode, and record a video. Still in complete darkness, I watch the video play on my digital camera. My digital camera captures contours of the glass shards within the cube prism. The camera also defines areas of light and dark within the prism. I'm looking at the cube prism as I am watching the video. They look really different. I'm sitting again at my desk and thinking about both instances. I believe the digital camera has significantly altered how each of the objects I have been describing look. I believe my eyes see these objects differently than the digital camera. When I control how each object is lit, the camera captures that design. Depending on how I frame each image, the camera only sees that. I feel like I am capturing a version of each of these objects in the context of the environment where it is situated, at the exact time I am capturing the image. The image is a representation, not the object itself. The object looks different to my eyes.